This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to a podcast of The Annie and Ando Show.
And I want to tell you about how I first got involved in the LGBT community. And well, back in high school, the first time I ever went to Pride March was with school. So,
no, wait, did your school go on it?
Yes.
I had to go to Beechworth and you got to go to Pride March.
Well, it was about 500 metres down the road, so I think it was out of convenience as well. But it meant we got to see our teachers on the weekend, like, you know, pretty cool.
Were they marching?
They were marching. We got a
That's beautiful.
Congregation around. And I didn't know back in the day when I took English language classes that my English language class teacher was queer or gay. And Mr. Francis is joining us now because he's been a proud supporter ever since. And I'm so glad I picked to do English language instead of further maths, because those were my two choices that the counsellor gave me. And she said, well, with the things that you want to do, like talking and performing, you're better off doing a second English. So Mr. Francis became one of my favourite teachers. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
So lovely to have you. So lovely to have you here. I bumped into you, or I met you first at a Chill Out Festival in Daylesford earlier this year. That you came up and you were kind of so proud, or well, I think really proud of seeing like one of your past students. Now you both look about the same age. I got.
Yeah, just true.
I'm putting that out there.
How old were you back then?
God, is he throwing shade at you, Annie, and saying that you look like you're in your 30s?
Oh yeah, maybe.
I love how.
I don't know if that was a compliment to you or massive shade for me.
Both.
I would have been about 28, I reckon, when I was teaching you. 27, 28.
Oh, my gosh, that's nearly my age.
Yeah. And what have you done with your life? So you also mentioned, Mr. Francis, that you use parts of our show somehow with an entire class at when... Was it where... Which school were you at? Was it when you're at McRobb's or was it your current school?
So at McRobb, teaching English language, we look at samples of contemporary English and particularly Australian English.
Yeah. Contemporary, wow.
Not ye old, you know?
Ye oldie.
Yeah, that's right. And so we looked at certainly the way that you two sort of run your show, adjacency pairs and sort of turn-taking, how it is that you sort of demonstrate that you know each other well, and how you use informal language in order to engage your audience.
That's lovely.
Really academic-y stuff.
Because I remember analysing radio clips when I was in your class, and I thought they were all made up. I didn't know they were real shows.
Well, we used you twice. We used you once for a class activity, and then we put you on the sack as well.
What did you do to us?
It's been a while since Anna was in high school. Stand for again? That's a good test on my memory.
School-assessed coursework.
There you go. That's right. But that class did make me think now, and I'm having everyday conversations, I still think about it, things when conversations break down. Why is it?
Yep.
So yeah. So overanalyze. I'm like, why did this conversation become awkward? Oh, yeah, that's right, because there was one of the five things was not fulfilled.
Just you go shout out when I come back. I'm just going to go to the bar.
Yeah, but let's talk a bit more about you and the Joy community, because I heard you're already a member. So how long have you been involved with Joy as a listener?
I've been listening to Joy. I remember back, this shows my age, back in the 90s, back when it was 90.7 before it moved to the current frequency at 94.9. And doing like the sneaky sort of listen as if I was looking for Light FM, the God.
One slip and you're into the Joy.
Yeah. From Jesus to Joy.
Oh, it's such a good song. I'll just listen to this for a second.
Oh, wow. And you've been a listener ever since.
Yeah. And so it went from sort of sneaky trying to listen all the way up to, I think once I was sort of working full time as a teacher, then I was prepared to fork out the cash to be a member. But I mean, Joy, it's really important in terms of the voices that it represents that are so sort of underplayed in the world at large.
I think, and also one of the things that I'm struck by is as a senior educator or senior teacher in a conservative, what I would call a conservative environment, a decade or two ago, teachers wouldn't be out
they would hide their sexuality and hide their private life. And it's pretty special to hear what a role model you are, Mr. Francis, for students that may be questioning their sexuality or gender.
Well, it's also really hard for me to hide because, you know, I'm pretty gay. So,
I would have been getting that. He used to wear
a vest. And did he wear a vest?
Remember, did you? Was God, like your favourite shirt, a purple one, and you had like a silver vest?
Yeah. Yeah, my silver waistcoat that I was wearing.
Do you still have that?
Yeah, of course. And then
and a rainbow sticker on his pencil case.
Yeah, and my rainbow lanyard, and yeah,
I love that.
Like does I was it... all singing, all dancing, all gay.
But you said that you had to listen to Joy sneakily. So does that mean you did have to come out to your family?
Oh yeah, well, it's not much of a coming out insofar as. You know, I got really drunk with my mum when I was 18 and told her that I liked boys, and she said, well, duh.
Oh,
could have been worse.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, That's fabulously supportive family.
Yeah, it's so generous of you to join us here because you must have just finished school. You've got lots of work to do now that everyone's back at it and doing it online. So, yeah, I just want to say thanks for supporting me throughout my post-high school journey and... all the performing that I do, you always come to my comedy shows as well. So thanks for that. And if you haven't already renewed your membership, are you going to do it today?
So I mean, that would be great. I renewed my membership in January. I do that at the Midsummer Festival. Normally, is my reminder. Also in January, there tends to be like the biggest prizes, so that tends to be when I renew.
Hey, we're giving away a Samsung Galaxy S10 and iPhone XR. We're also giving away $500 Bunnings vouchers, courtesy of two generous Joy patrons, as well as Rod Stewart, James Blunt, Jason Ratt, Simple Minds, OM. Like, what more do you need?
It means that your membership gets extended, so you actually get the months that you have plus another year.
Yep. Yeah. Yes. Oh, okay. Well, I can do that. That's okay.
Thank you so much. joy.org.au is where you head to donate, subscribe or renew. Mr. Francis, thank you so much for popping in and saying hello.
Thank you. It's been lovely and always great to have a chat with Annie.
Oh, thank you. Anna. You're welcome back anytime.
This was a podcast from the Annie and Ando Show only on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.